弟兄姐妹晚上平安。
Peace to you all, brothers and sisters.
最近几年，商业的潮汐一直往东流。
As we see nowadays, there's a trend of moving to east.
很多大公司都看好中国的生产力跟市场。
So many companies focus their eyesight in China as a big market.
所以就纷纷到中国各地设厂。
So many of them start to establish their manufacturing in China.
当然许多美国的公司包括 IBM 也不例外。
Include many big companies in US, including IBM.
今天晚上就让我用一则小故事来开始。
I would like to open today's sharing with a small story I heard.
在上海有一家跨国的美国公司。
There's an international US company being set in Shanghai.
行销总裁麦当劳和当地的直属开会。
And it happened that day that the CEO, Mr. McDonald, was holding a meeting to his staff members in China.
讨论为何上个月的业绩没有达到目标。
They were discussing the reason why they didn't meet the quota for the last month.
行销总裁麦当劳对当地的销售经理李源反复的质问。
So, CEO Mr. McDonald continuously to question the local sales manager 李源。
为何他的团队总是没有好的业绩表现？
He continued to question, is there any reason why he couldn't meet the quota and his team couldn't live up to the promises for the company?
他公然地表示对李源一直没有解决他的团队过去所发掘的一些问题而表示失望。
He showed publicly his disappointment towards Li Yuan's inability of pushing the teamwork and to live up to the company expectation.
他再一次的强调要求区域性的销售经理应该对他的团队的业绩负全责。
So he continuously to demand the local sales manager should be responsible for the lacking of their sales status.
而且也应该正视所发掘的问题。
And they should deal with the problem head on.
销售经理李源默默地点头。
So the sales manager 李源nod his head quietly as he was hearing the demand.
但是他的眼睛却是望着窗外。
However, at same time, he was gazing his eyesight outside of the window.
会后他随即离开会场，以避免跟麦当劳继续的讨论。
He left the meeting immediately after the meeting and tried to avoid any interaction with the CEO.
从此以后，他就再也没有回到公司了。
And since then, he has never returned back to the company.
从这个故事当中，你大概可以猜到李源自己觉得很尴尬、羞耻。
Through this story, as you can imagine, how embarrassed Li Yuan has just been through.
他被主管当众刮胡子。
He has been ridiculed and criticized publicly by his boss.
一定感到很没有面子。
He feels so ashamed.
我们知道一个人会感到尴尬、难堪或是没有面子，通常是当他发觉自己的一些举动或行为有损他自己的自尊或荣誉。
A lot of time we realize people notice that he's losing face or he start to feel ashamed. That's because he realized there's certain area that he's unable to live up certain expectation.
他心里就会产生一种很强烈的不舒服的感觉。
And all of a sudden there's a strong feeling of uneasiness inside of him.
比如说你需要上台演讲。
For instance, if one day you need to come up to the stage and give a public speech.
结果因为你的紧张或者是其他原因你一时就讲不出来。
And however, due to the nervousness that, and, and, and tense moment that you are facing, all of a sudden you couldn't deliver the things you expected to do.
那时你会觉得怎么样？
And how would you feel at the time?
相信你自己会觉得很难堪，对不对？
I must expect that you feel some sort of embarrassment, isn't it?
我自己在小学的时候就有过这样的经验。
I had such experience when I was young in grade school.
在一个偶然的机会当中，我们学校的演讲冠军的高手他生病了。
In one particular day that our speech champion student happened to be sick that day.
我就被我们的小学老师指派要上场代打。
And then I was appointed as the backup for the student.
由于自己的经验不足，准备不够，再加上紧张。
However, due to my inexperience and my because I was so nervous and I did not have enough preparation,
我就讲得有点结结巴巴。
I start to stutter.
而且漏掉了一大段都没有讲。
And miss a major portion of the speech.
这个结果你当然可想而知。
As you can imagine the end result.
我们班失去了一项都是我们属于我们的演讲的奖杯。
Our class lost the championship which used to belong to us for years.
我自己也觉得很难堪，很没有面子。
I feel so embarrassed myself.
弟兄姐妹们
，and dear brothers and sisters，
我不知道在你的一生当中，你遇到过几次让自己觉得很难堪或是没有面子的事。
I wonder how many times you have experienced this embarrassment in your life。
若是你从来都没有遇到过，那你的运气实在很好。
If you have never experienced embarrassment, then you must be very lucky。
若是有，我就恭喜你。
However, if you do, then I want to congratulate you.
因为你跟我是同病相怜。
Because we are in the same boat.
一般来说，中国人或是亚裔文化的背景的人，对自己的面子都是比较敏感和注重。
And usually Asians are so sensitive about their face.
也许我们在这边长大的第二代比较没有这种包袱。
Perhaps some of the second generations here, they are less sensitive regarding to losing face.
有时候我们不小心做了一些有损个人自尊的事，我们去。
And sometimes we do something that's detrimental to our honor.
我们就会感到
unintentionally
感到羞愧或是没有面子。
And all of a sudden we feel so ashamed, feeling losing face.
在文化传统之下，我们也时常会带着这种光宗耀祖的想法。
And because of our tradition and culture, and many times we have a sense of feeling of a live up in a way to honor our ancestors and live up our family line.
我们会将自己做不到的想法或者是愿望寄托在下一代来完成。
And many times, there are many things we couldn't do. We will cast such expectation upon our next younger generation and hoping they will achieve them.
也难怪我们第二代时常说你们这些亚裔父母。
And that's no wonder many of our second generation, they ridicule us saying, you Asian parents.
既然我们谈到光宗耀祖和没有面子。
If now we talk about family honor and live up to our ancestors' name,
今天晚上就让我用一个题目叫做一个有尊荣的教会来和大家分享。
And therefore, I would like to share a message about a church with honor with all of you.
到底什么叫做一个有尊荣的教会？
And what does it mean a church with honor?
一个有尊荣的教会跟你跟我有什么关系？
And what does a church with honor has anything to do with you and me?
我们怎么样让主爱之家能够成为一个有尊荣的教会？
And how can we make the house of Christ's love to be a church with honor?
这些都是我想要跟大家一起思想。
And there are the points I would like to share with you tonight.
在我开始之前，让我们先低头祷告。
So before my sermon, let us bow our heads and pray.
主，我们感谢你。
Lord, we give you thanks.
在你降世为人的时候，我们还是罪人。
When the Word became flesh, and we were still sinners.
因为你的爱，我们今天才能够站在这里。
Because of love, we are able to be here today.
我们可以坐在这边来敬拜你。
We're able to be in the church to worship you.
愿你自己的灵来掌管我们。
May your spirit reign over us.
你的宝座设立在我们中间。
May your throne establish in the midst of us.
愿你自己的话语能够让我们学习。
May your word edifies us.
我们这样子的感谢祷告，奉主耶稣基督圣名。
We pray in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ.
好，我们今天的经文是在马可福音的第八章三十八节，只有一节。
The scripture for tonight is from Gospel of Mark, chapter 8, verse 38. There's only one verse.
应该是在你的那个节目单的背后。
Which you may be able to find it in the back of your bulletin.
我想我们就这样来哈，我念中文，然后我请 George 念英文，我们就一起来把这一节念一遍，好不好
？So, how about let us read in Chinese first? I'm going to read in Chinese, then I'm going to ask Brother George to read in English. Let's all read together.
凡在这淫乱罪恶的世代，把我和我的道当作可耻的。人子在他父的荣耀里同圣天使降临的时候，也要把那人当作可耻的。
Whoever therefore shall be ashamed of me and of my word in this adulterous and sinful generation, of him also shall the Son of Man be ashamed when he comes in the glory of his Father with the holy angels.
如果有人问你教会是什么
？Perhaps people will ask you, "What is church?"
你的第一个反应会是什么
？How would you respond?
你会不会说，教会就是那个在 Fiscal Main Street 上面的那个美国教会
？Would you say church is a building that happened to be on Main Street Fiscal?
你想这样子回答好不好？
Do you think, is this a good response?
我想并不完全好，对不对？
Perhaps it is incomplete.
因为它给人一个印象就是教会是一栋建筑物。
Because the impression people receive is from the response is that church is a building.
其实我们如果回去看原文有关于教会的定义。
However, if we go back to the original manuscript,
教会其实是神所呼召的一群人的集合。
The definition of church actually is an assembly of people called out by God.
它的重点是那一群被呼召出来的人，而不是在一个特定的地方。
The focus is that a group of people being called out by God, and it's not any place regarding to place.
那我们怎么样来看一个教会呢
？Then how can we view a church?
其实一个教会可以有四个形象。
And actually, we can describe church with four views.
第一个就是我们自己认为是怎么样的一个教会。
First description is how we view the church.
第二个是别人。眼中看我们是一个怎么样的教会。
The second point of view is how other people view us as a church.
第三个是我们以为别人眼中看我们是一个什么样的教会。
The third point is how we expect how other people might view us as a church.
最后一个当然是教会的真正的本相。
And the lastly,which is the most important, is the true essence, a true self of the church.
你可以说前面的三个是从个人的感官来作为标准。
Perhaps you can say the first three views are actually very subjective from people's feeling.
最后一个才是教会的真正形象。
Only the last one represents the true image of a church.
是教会的一个本相。
It's a true image of the church, representation of a church.
只是到底怎样才能决定一个教会的本相呢？
And yet, how do we determine what's the factor that contribute to the true essence of a church?
到底是以谁的标准来决定呢？
Whose standard it is to determine whether this is a church or not?
去年这个 Pastor Rob 在我们中间证道。
I remember last year when Pastor Rob was deliver a message here.
他告诉我们教会有六个本质。
He told us, he shared with us that there are six aspects of a church.
第一个就是教会是耶稣所建立的。
First, Jesus built the church.
第二个，教会是属于耶稣的。
Second, Jesus owns the church.
第三个，教会不只是一栋建筑物而已。
Thirdly, church is more than just a building.
其实教会是要成长的。
Fourth, church meant to be growing.
第五个，成长的教会一定会面临抵抗。
Fifth, a church that is growing will face opposition.
最后一个就是耶稣所建立的教会是无法阻挡。
Lastly, the church that Jesus built is unstoppable.
Pastor Rob 要我们知道说谁是教会的主人。
Pastor Rob wants us to understand who owns the church.
而且教会是有机的，它是会成长的。
And church is an organism.Itself will grow naturally.
应该不会只是局限在一栋建筑物里面。
It won't be restricted in a physical building.
但是他也告诉我们，当教会成长的过程当中，一定会遇到阻抗。
However, he continues to share, when a church is about to grow, it will face opposition.
这包括从那恶者撒旦，还有我们自己，还有其他的人。
The opposition comes from the evil one, Satan, and ourselves, our carnal man. That's a carnal man.
也只有耶稣所建立的教会才是没有办法阻挡的。
And only the church built by Jesus, that is unstoppable.
教会既然是属于主耶稣基督的。
If church belongs to Christ.
那么一个教会的本相当然就是应该从主耶稣的眼光来看。
And therefore, the true representation of a church must be known through the viewpoint of Jesus Christ.
以他的话来做标准。
And using his word as a standard.
所以一个教会是否有尊荣就取决于这个教会是否将主耶稣的荣美表现出来。
And therefore, whether a churchhas an honor or not, it's all depends on whether the church can deliver the glory of Jesus Christ himself.
所以就让我们从马可福音的八章三十八节来思考。
And therefore, let us ponder upon this point through Mark chapter 8, verse 38.
什么叫做一个有尊荣的教会？
What does it mean a church with honor?
我们怎么样应用在我们自己的教会上？
And how can we apply the understanding upon our own church?
我想用三点来跟大家分享。
I would like to share with you with three points tonight.
第一个
，First，
一个有尊荣的教会是不与这个淫乱罪恶的时代认同的。
A church that is with honor will not identify itself with the adulterous and evil generation.
有人说基督徒的生活是一个战场。
Some people say Christian life is like a battlefield.
每天都是危机四伏。
There are full of dangers.
同样的，因教会是一群蒙恩的罪人的集合。
At the same time, because a church is an assembly of sinners.
一个教会每天也是面对征战的。
And therefore, the church itself is facing a lot of battles.
既然是面对征战，
because she is facing battles,
我们就应该要清楚我们所处的环境是什么。
And therefore, we must understand the condition we are in order to face such a battlefield.
我们的敌人是谁？
Who are our enemies?
我们征战的目的是为什么？
What's the purpose of fighting?
主耶稣在马可福音第八章三十八节提醒门徒说，这是一个淫乱罪恶的时代。
And Jesus reminded his disciple in Mark chapter 8, verse 38, saying, this generation is adulterous and evil generation.
意思就是说，教会所面对的是一个对神和神的道敌对的一个环境。
Which means what church is facing nowadays is the condition is full of opposition against God's teaching.
保罗在提摩太后书三章一到四节也这样子的警告提摩太。
And Paul warned Timothy in 2 Timothy chapter 3 verse 1 to 43.
他说末世必有危险的日子来到。
He said there will be terrible times in the last days.
因为那时人要专顾自己贪爱钱财。
Because people will be lovers of themselves and lovers of money.
自夸狂傲违背父母忘恩负义。
They will be boastful, proud, abusive, disobedient to their parents.
不爱良善卖主卖油任意妄为。
Ungrateful, unholy, without love, unforgiving, and slanderous.
有敬虔的外貌却背了敬虔的实意。
Even though they look with piety outside, and yet they are full of betrayal inside.
所以今天教会所面对的环境是一个弯曲、悖谬、自高自大、不敬虔、不爱神的环境。
And therefore, the condition churches are facing today is full of boastfulness, pridefulness, and lovers of money and a rebellious generation.
那么谁是我们的敌人呢?
Then who are our enemies then?
保罗在以弗所书六章十二节这样子告诉我们。
And Paul told us through the book of Ephesians chapter 6.
他说我们并不是以属血气的征战乃是与那些执政的掌权的管辖着幽暗世界的以及天空属灵气的恶魔征战。
And Paul said, for our struggle is not against flesh and blood, but against rulers, against the authority, against the powers of this dark world.
他清楚地指出我们所面对的敌人是属灵界的是我们肉眼所看不见的。
Paul mentioned the battlefield we are facing, the enemies we are facing actually is spiritual forces. That's something we cannot see.
那么到底我们征战的目的是为什么呢?
Then what's the purpose of fighting? What's the purpose of battle then?
弟兄姐妹当中可能有知道我很喜欢钓鱼。
Maybe some of you know that I do have a habit of fishing.
一般来说鱼可以分两种。
And usually we can put fish into two categories.
一个是咸水鱼，一个是淡水鱼。
One type we call saltwater fish, and other type is freshwater fish.
顾名思义，咸水鱼是一种能快活地生活在有盐分的环境之下。
Just as the name stated, saltwater fish means the fish can live in saltwater.
反观淡水鱼当然它就无法在有盐分的水中生存。
And when we look at freshwater fish, they are not able to survive in saltwater.
其实还有第三种类的鱼。
And actually, there is a third type of fish.
它叫做咸鱼。
It's called salty fish.
在我幼年的时候我们家的家境并不是很好。
When I was young, my family was not well-to-do.
我最常见的桌上食物是咸鱼、酱菜，还有猪油拌饭。
So what I ate the most on our family dinner table are the salty fish, marinated vegetables, and pork fat on rice.
所以我对咸鱼的记忆很深刻。
And therefore I had a deep impression about salty fish.
咸鱼是用已经死的鱼经过清理后再加上大量的盐腌制晒干而成。
How to make salty fish is that when a fish are dead, people put like lots of volume of salt to marinate it and to preserve the fish.
咸鱼跟咸水鱼相同的地方就是它们的身体都是处在有盐分的环境。
The common point that's shared between the salty fish and saltwater fish is that both fish were under the condition of saltiness.
但最大的不同是,
and however, there's a major difference.
咸鱼是死的,
the salty fish is dead.
咸水鱼是活得好好的。
Saltwater fish live quite well under saltwater.
所以我们征战的目的就是我们要做个咸水鱼。
So in order to fight, we need to live as a saltwater fish.
在这个淫乱罪恶的时代，能为主做美好的见证。
So that we can bear a good testimony for our Lord in this adulterous and evil generation.
而不是做个咸鱼。
But and not to be a salty fish.
醉生梦死，在这个。淫乱罪恶的时代中还不晓得。
Live as a living dead, and even though we were indulging ourselves in this adulterous generation, we didn't even know about it.
一个教会若是以这个淫乱罪恶的时代认同时，
If the church start to identify themselves with this adulterous and evil generation, an evil world,
它就失去了做光做盐的作用。
And lose the essence and the purpose of the church of being sight, light and salt.
教会就沦为世界上的一个组织，一个在一栋建筑物内的俱乐部而已。
Then the church will decay into just a normal organization and clubhouse in this world.
那时就如主耶稣告诉门徒说，
Then the church will be in a condition what Jesus has warned his disciple.
盐若失的味，怎能叫它再咸呢？
If the salt loses its saltiness, how can it be made salty again?
以后无用，不过丢在外面，被人践踏。
It is no longer good for anything except to be thrown out and be trampled on.
那你可能会问，我们怎样应用在我们自己的教会上呢？
And perhaps you may ask, then how can we apply this understanding on our own church?
特别是我们如何不与这个淫乱罪恶的时代同流合污而过一个圣洁的生活呢？
Especially on the point that how can we separate ourselves and not identify ourselves to this adulterous and evil generation?
圣经教导我们要过一个圣洁的生活，就必须愿意顺服圣灵的管辖跟引导。
The scripture taught us, in order to live a holy life, we must submit to the teaching of the Holy Spirit.
那我们怎么知道圣灵是在我们心里的感动呢？
And then how can we differentiate and sense the inspiration of Holy Spirit in us?
我想这取决于我们与主耶稣之间的关系是否亲密而定。
I think,The matter is upon whether how close we are with our Lord Jesus Christ.
让我用一个男女恋爱来做一个比喻。
Let me give an example as a young man and woman how they have courtship together.
来比喻我们与主耶稣之间关系的发展。
As an example that which represent our relationship with our Lord Jesus Christ.
一对恋爱中的情人都是很愿意花时间来营造他们之间的关系。
When a man and woman fall in love, they will spend time together to cultivate their relationship.
尤其是男孩子。
Especially boys.
大部分的时间都会挖空心思怎么来取悦那个女孩子。
And they are always very mindful and try to find way to please the girls.
只要两情相悦。
As long as they admire one another.
一段时日过后，
and after a while,
他们之间的关系就可以变得很好。
And they have established a good relationship.
在那个时候，即使是女孩子的一颦一笑，男孩子都可以心电感应，明白他的需要。
And after a while, even just a little frown or a little smile from the girl, the boy understand immediately.
这让我想到有一句话说
，Which reminds me，
有关系就是没有关系，没有关系就有关系。
As long as there's a relationship, everything will be okay. However, if there's no relationship, then you're in big trouble.
一 意思是说，当我们愿意与神保持亲密的关系时，我们可以离开淫乱、罪恶，而与他们没有关系。
And which means as long as we can have a good relationship with the Lord, then we are able to separate us from the adulterous generation and the evil world we are in.
因为我们会每天来到神的面前，跟他有亲密的交谈。
Because every day we will come before our Lord to have an intimate, conversation with the Lord.
来承认我们随意妄为的过失，来求他来洁净我们。
To confess our fault, confess our selfishness, and ask for his forgiveness.
反之，当我们跟随我们的主时，
And as we follow our Lord,
若只是远远的跟着，
If we just follow him with a distance,
就像彼得一样，
And just like Peter,
当耶稣被犹太人抓住，把他带到大祭司的宅里时，
When Jesus was arrested,And he was arrested and brought before the high priest.
他只是远远地跟着。
And Peter only followed along in a long distance.
而不敢靠近。
And he dared not to get close to him.
所以那时候我们就有可能跌倒。
And that's the condition many of us might fall.
穆安德烈一位属灵的伟人跟牧师。
Andrew Murray, a giant,A spiritual giant, and a pastor.
曾说
And he said,
很多基督徒的属灵生命停滞不前。
And many Christians stop growing in their Christian life.
他们无法抵挡世界的种种诱惑和自我的引诱。
They couldn't oppose and resist all the temptation from the world and their own carnal desire.
虽然他们想要竭尽所能的来与罪格斗。
Even though they try their hardest to try to fight against sin,
来服侍神
in order to serve the Lord.
然而他们却一点力量都没有
And yet they fumble and they are incapable of doing it.
其实他们从来就没有领会到一个秘诀
And actually they have missed a very important secret.
那就是
That is,
主耶稣每天在天上仍然在我们的身上做工。
That though Jesus is in heaven, however, he continuously to do his work in us daily.
唯一的条件就是每天我们需要将自己的灵魂交给主耶稣。
The only requirement is that we need to give our souls and lay our souls before the Lord daily.
让他的爱和恩典来滋润我们。
And ask for his grace and mercy to nurture us.
穆安德烈告诉我们，透过那内住在我们里面的圣灵保惠师。
And Andrew Murray told us, when we depend and follow the guidance of the Holy Spirit in us,
耶稣每天在天上仍然在我们身上做工。
That Jesus continued to do his work in us daily.
一个条件就是我们每天愿意花时间与主耶稣独处。
The requirement is that we are willing to set ourselves apart and to have an intimate relationship with our Lord.
与他相交。
And to have an intimate fellowship with him daily.
当我们愿意与主耶稣保持亲密的关系。
When we are willing to keep a very close relationship with our Lord.
我们终日所思想的就尽都是主的事。
Then everything we think about become the business of our Lord.
他的生命也可以在我们每个人身上成长。
Then his life will start to grow in every one of us.
也使我们不与这个淫乱罪恶的世代认同。
So we will no longer identify ourselves to this adulterousan evil generation.
而且我们每一位弟兄姐妹也将满有他的爱和能力。
Then we will be filled with his love and power.
我们的教会就能在这个与神和神的道敌对的环境中为主做美好的见证。
Then this church can bear a good witness for his word.
第二点。
Second.
一个有尊荣的教会是不以神和神的道为耻。
A church with honor is the church that is not ashamed of our Lord and Lord's teaching.
我们来想一想。
Let us think about it.
当我们把一个人当作可耻的时候，我们会怎么样？
If we feel ashamed of someone, how would we behave?
我们因为想要跟他划清界限，毫无瓜葛。
And meantime, if we want to separate ourselves with that person, we want to draw a line, so there is no relationship with that person.
我们深恐一旦的靠近他，我们自己就会沾惹一身惹人可耻的腥味。
We are afraid to get close to the person we feel ashamed because we are afraid people may identify us just like that person.
当我们将一个人当作可耻的时候，我们同时也会把他所说的话当作可耻。
If we feel ashamed of that person, we will also feel ashamed of everything that was said by that person.
很自然的，我们也不会相信他所说的话。
And naturally, we won't believe whatever that person says.
不会想要去听从。
And we have no desire to follow and submit to his teaching.
从基督的信仰来讲，一个基督徒若是以神和神的道为耻的话。
From a Christian point of view, if people start to feel ashamed of Jesus and his teaching,
会是一个怎么样的情况呢？
And what will be the consequence of it?
他就好像忘记了当初自己是怎么样的蒙恩的。
He is the person who forgot how he was saved.
希伯来书的作者说他是离弃道理，把神的儿子重钉十字架。
And according to the author of Book of Hebrew, those persons have been falling away and they are lost and they have crucified Jesus once again on the cross.
他用一个例子来警戒我们。
He used an example to warn us.
他说，就如一块田地吃过屡次下的雨水，生长菜蔬，合乎耕种的人用，就从神得福。
The author used an example. He said, just like a land that drinks in the rain, often falling on it, and that produces crop useful to those for whom it is farmed, receive the blessing of God.
若长荆棘和棘藜，去必被废弃，尽于咒诅。结局就是焚烧。
But land that produces thorn and thistles is worthless and is in danger of being cursed. In the end, it will be burned.
一个教会若是把神和神的道当作可耻的话，它会有两个症状。
So when a church starts to feel ashamed of our Lord and to feel ashamed about his teaching, and they will naturally to have two type of symptoms immersed.
第一个症状就是他会高举人而不高举神。
One symptom is that the church will start to praise people and raise people higher than God.
因为神老早已经被排除在教会里面，不能到敬拜教会来。
Because they have kept God outside of the church door.
当教会爱慕人的面子，过于神的荣美，教会就成为一个没有神同在的教会。
If a church so focusing on how it looks, how she presented to the outside world, then the church start to lose its the true character.
它就会如哥林多教会一样，有各样属肉体的结党和纷争。
And the church will start to be like the Corinthian church. They will be full of division.
教会，这样的教会就无法将主耶稣的荣美表现出来。
And such church will not be able to deliver the glory and the beauty of our Lord.
自然就是一个没有尊荣的教会。
And then this church will be a church without honor.
有一首诗是这样唱的。
There's a hymn goes like this.
这里有神的同在，哦哦，这里有神的言语，这里有圣灵的恩膏，这里是另外一个天地。
Here, we have the anointing of Holy Spirit. Here we have the word of our Lord. Here is the beautiful land of our Lord.
这一首诗中所描述的是神同在的美好。
And the psalm described the beauty of the presence of our God.
有神的援引，有圣灵的恩膏和弟兄姐妹的和睦同居。
When there is the presence of God, when there is the presence of God's word, when there is the love among the brothers and sisters,
这是一个高举神的教会所带来的祝福。
And this will be the blessing of a church who raises God as in the highest place.
一个教会就是把神和神的道当作可耻的第二个症状，就是他不传基督和他的福音。
The second symptom that a church feel ashamed of the Lord and feel ashamed of his teaching is that the church will stop to preach the gospel.
只宣传社会福音和人道主义。
And only proclaim and evangelize about social gospel and humanism.
这个后果当然是相当可怕。
The consequence of it is very dangerous.
因为教会已经不再是神的教会。
Because this church no longer belongs to God.
他们将十字架的道理认为是愚拙的。
They feel the teaching of the cross is foolish.
所以一个教会就是定义的荣耀神。
If a church determined to glorify the Lord, our Lord,
以神和他的福音为荣。
To feel proud and honor about the teaching of God's word.
那就是一个有尊荣的教会。
And that will be considered a church with honor.
如同刚才的第一点一样。
Just like the first point I mentioned.
我们会问。
We may ask.
我们自己的教会要如何才会有不以神和神的道为耻的心态呢？
How can we as a church to deliver and live out a style that's not ashamed of our Lord and His teaching.
我觉得最基本也是最重要的要求是
I think fundamentally,
主被我们每个弟兄姐妹真实的称为主。
That our Lord has been called by all of us as Lord from deep of our heart.
我们常常告诉我们自己的小孩说，你要尊敬孝敬父母。
And many times we told our children that you need to be obedient and respect your parents.
但是我们自己有没有这样来对待我们的主呢？
And however, we must re-examine ourselves whether we have the same attitudes towards our Lord.
有人说，如果耶稣基督不是一切的主，那他根本就不是主。
And people say, if Jesus Christ is not Lord of all, then he is not Lord at all.
主若不被我们称为我们的主，很自然的就必有其他的事物坐在我们心中的宝座上，成为我们的主。
If we don't address and call our Lord Jesus Christ as our Lord, naturally there will be other things will take his place.
只有当我们认清他是我们一切的主，而不是只是我要他来做我的主的时候才是。
Only when we understand that he is the Lord of all of our life, then we can truly understand.
或是我高兴他来做我主的时候才是我的主。
It's not up to us. Whenever I want him to be my master, then allow him to be my master.
我们才能够谦卑的下来寻求他的带领。
Only at that time, then we understand we need to submit before him and ask for his guidance.
他的话才会成为我们的生命。
Then his word will become our life.
我们才真真正正的具有不以主和主的道为耻的心态。
And only then we will not be ashamed of him and his teaching.
使徒保罗是一个曾经受过严格律法训练的法利赛人。
An apostle Paul, who has been through a very strict training as a Pharisee.
他在犹太人当中应该是本来是应该有很有地位跟身份的。
He was considered as a high status among the Jews.
但因着主的呼召，他放弃了在世上的身份与地位，成为外邦人的使徒。
And yet, because of the calling of our Lord, he forsake all and become the apostle for Gentiles.
他在罗马书一章十六节这样讲。
In the book of Romans, chapter 1, verse 16, he says,
我不以福音为耻，这福音本是神的大能，要救一切相信的人。
For I am not ashamed of gospel, because it is the power of God that brings salvation to everyone who believes.
这是多么重要的认识。
How important understanding that he caught.
他一生为主辛劳奔波。
He has labored all of his life for Jesus.
即使被关在罗马监狱等待死刑的时候。
Even though at the time when he was thrown into dungeon and waiting for the execution of his death sentence.
他仍然写信给提摩太说。
He continued to write a letter to his spiritual son Timothy.
他说你不要以给我们的主做见证为耻。
He said to Timothy, so do not be ashamed of testimony about Lord.
也不要以我这为主被囚的为耻。
Or of me, this prisoner.
总要按神的能力与我为福音同受苦难。
Rather join with me in suffering for the gospel by the power of God.
保罗清楚知道他所信的是谁。
Paul truly understand whom he believed.
也深信主能保全他所交付的，直到主再来的那日。
And he truly know that he is able to guard what Paul has entrusted to him until that day.
为这缘故，他受苦难也不以为耻。
For this reason, he did not feel ashamed even under his suffering.
这是给我们一个很好的榜样。
He set a good example for us.
最后一点，有关于一个有尊荣的教会，是期待主耶稣基督荣耀的再来。
Lastly, the church with honor is a church with anticipation of the glorious second coming of our Lord Jesus Christ.
在我们所读的经文当中，主耶稣告诉门徒说
，From the scripture, we just read, Jesus.Said to his disciple,
他将在神的荣耀中同圣天使一起再来。
That he will come back again with the glory of the holy angels.
这表示他的荣耀的再来是不容置疑的。
Which means he will indeed, be coming back for sure.
如果我们回想到马太福音中的记载
，If we, turn to Book of Matthew.
主耶稣在变相山向他的门徒彼得、雅各和约翰。
When Jesus transfigured, on the high mountain to his disciples, James, John, and Peter.
他彰显他荣耀的形象时，我们可以看到主耶稣一直在预言他将受死复活的荣耀。
When he displayed his splendor before his, disciples,It just reinforced, that he will be back again.
他让门徒看到他自己真正荣耀的那一面。
He want to show his glorious side and his splendor to his students.
还有那将来再来的那个荣耀。
So let them to have an anticipation of the coming glory.
主耶稣基督的再来，他履行了对门徒和我们的一个承诺。
The coming of Jesus, fulfilled the promise he said to his disciples and us.
如果大家还记得约翰福音十四章
，If you remember John chapter 14,
他说：“我去原是为你们预备地方。我若去为你们预备地方，就必再来接你们到那里去。”
He said, "If I go and prepare a place for you, I will come back and take you."To be with me, that you also may be where I am.
同时我们必须要注意的是，主耶稣基督的再来也是带有审判目的的。
Not only we understand he will be coming back again, there will be judgment when he comes back.
使徒彼得告诉我们说，审判是从神的家起手。
Apostle Peter told us that judgment begins with God's household.
他也说到了牧长显现的时候，你们必得那永不衰残的荣耀冠冕。
And Peter also said, when the chief shepherd appears, you will receive the crown of glory.
可见当主耶稣基督再来的时候，也是我们交账的时候。
And therefore we understand, when Jesus, the time when Jesus comes back, is also the time that we need to present our work before him.
个人将按个人所做的得奖赏。
We will receive our rewards according to whatever we have done.
我们稍微想一想，如果我们基督徒并不期待主耶稣基督荣耀的再来。
If we can imagine, if Christians don't expect and don't anticipate the second coming of our Lord,
那么我们的心思意念就专注于这个世界。
Then we will focus our mind in this world then.
很自然的，我们只思念这地上的事，我们不思念天上的事。
And naturally, we will focus and dwell our attention in this world rather than the things above.
所以，一个教会就是期待着主耶稣基督荣耀的再来。
And therefore, if a church anticipates the coming of his glorious return,
他必然警醒预备，同那聪明的童女一样。
And the church will be alert, just like the maid servants of bridegrooms.
等待新郎的到来。
And those maid servants await patiently for the coming of bridegroom.
教会也必然有美好的见证，能将神的荣美表彰出来。
In the same way, the church will bear a good witness to represent and show the glory of our Lord Jesus Christ.
现在让我问一下大家。
May I ask you a question?
我们在场的每一位是否期待主耶稣基督荣耀的再来呢？
Do every one of us expect and anticipate the returning of our Lord Jesus Christ?
有没有？
Do you?
我当然盼望我们每一位弟兄姐妹都很有把握的回答说，当然咯。
I hope all of us can say it with confidence, sure.
因为我们若有这样的期待，我们就可以知道，实际上我们在世上是寄居的，是做客旅的。
Because if we have such understanding and anticipation, naturally we will understand we are merely a sojourner on this earth.
我们不是在地上的永久的居民。
We are not the permanent citizen on this earth.
几年前有一位弟兄与我分享。
A few years ago, a brother, shared with me.
他因着工作的关系，他必须时常出差住旅馆。
For his work reason, he needs to travel, and live in hotels.
而且经常一两天就需要换地方。
And he needs to travel, different places. Oftentimes, he couldn't even stay a place more than 2 days.
有时候晚上刚住进一个旅馆，第二天早上就需要搬出来。
And a lot of times, I checking, one night, and he needs to leave the next morning.
然后去搬到几百里外的另外一个旅馆去住。
And he would need to travel, the other hotel hundreds of miles away.
结果呢，他自己所带的行李箱不用全部打开就跟着带过去了。
And many times he doesn't even need to open his luggage as he traveled.
所以我就告诉他说，你是现代的商队客旅。
And many times I say to him, you are just like commercial traders back in ancient time.
他苦笑了一下。
And he smiled.
虽然他现代客旅的生活比起以色列人在旷野40年帐篷的生活要好得多。
Even though his life is much better than the Israelites who wandered in the desert for 40 years.
但他必须随时准备好。
And yet, he needs to be prepared all the time.
等待下一个指示就马上搬家。
He waits for the next appointment for him to travel again.
亲爱的弟兄姐妹们
Dear brothers and sisters,
就是我们每个人都能够存着这种在世上是客旅是寄居的心态。
If we have an attitude as a sojourner on this earth,
这就表明我们羡慕的一个更美的家乡是在天上。
That means we are looking forward for a better home in heaven.
当新天新地降临的时候，
when the new heaven and earth comes,
我们就可以见到那位荣耀的主。
Then we can see our glorious Lord.
我真的很盼望他能对我们每一位说，
I truly hope that he will say to every one of us,
你这忠心又良善的仆人，来一起跟我坐席。
You are such a good and faithful servant. May you come and join the meal with me.
那时将是何等有尊重的事。
How glorious and how honorable will that be?
所以弟兄姐妹们，
And therefore, brothers and sisters,
我希望我们每一位都愿意立下这样的心志。
May we all have such a well being set.
就是让我们主爱之家能够成为一个有尊荣的教会。
That we all want this church, the house of Christ's love, to become a church with honor.
我个人深信，若是你能有这样的心智，神必定会保守祝福你。
I believe when we have such set determined to do this, I believe God will keep us and guard us.
当你有时候遇到困难，没有办法继续时，
Oftentimes when we encounter difficulties and we are not able to overcome,
他会差遣天使天君来保护你。
He will send his angels to protect us,
来加添你的力量。
To strengthen us,
以便继续走这条荣耀他的道路。
So we may be strengthened in order to walk on this path on the earth.
保罗曾勉励我们说，
Paul encouraged us,
神照着运行在我们心里的大力，充充足足的成就一切。
That he will accomplish and do immeasurable more than all we ask or imagine according to his power that is at work within us.
超过我们所求所想的。
It's beyond what we ask for.
所以我们要坚定心志，不要轻易的放弃。
And therefore we must set our mind and do not give up easily.
因着我们的心智，我们的主也必在神和神的众使者面前以我们主爱之家为荣。
If we have set our mind and our Lord will treat us as an honorable before him.
就让我们彼此共勉。
May we encourage one another.
谢谢。
Thank you.
让我们低头祷告。
May we bow our head and pray.
主，我们感谢你能够给我们这段的话语。
And Lord, we thank you for giving us this word.
你的信息，求主能够保守在我们每个人的心里面。
May we keep your words in our heart.
让我们立下这样的心志，让主爱之家成为一个有尊荣的教会。
May we set our mind.And let this church become a church with honor.
在我们新的年度要开始，我们有一个新年的立志。
As we face the coming new year, may we set a new determination.
我们愿意与你有亲密的关系。
We want to have a closer relationship with you.
我们愿意称你为我们的主。
We want to call you our master, our Lord.
我们愿意随时随地的预备好。
We want to be ready all the time.
让我们再一次能够来到你面前，也来称赞你。
May we all come before you and give you all the praise and honor.
我们感谢你这样子仰望祷告，奉主耶稣基督圣名。
We thank you and we praise you in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Amen.